Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight. Because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 1698, 5 Reasons You Need to Track Your Spending by Chris of KeepThrifty.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Now let's get right to today's post and start optimizing your life. 5 Reasons You Need to Track Your Spending by Chris of KeepThrifty.com. Whatever your goals are in life, there's a reasonable chance that money plays an important role. Whether it's having enough to fund a dream vacation, taking a 1-year mini retirement, or reaching full financial independence and retiring early, understanding your finances is key. I'd go as far to say that tracking your spending is one of the most important activities you can do during your journey to achieving your dreams. With input from my Twitter followers, here are the 5 biggest reasons everyone should track their spending. Number 1, to understand what you spend. Quote, now you know, and knowing is half the battle. G.I. Joe. Let's start with the most basic answer. By tracking, you have the ability to actually measure your spending. That measurement lets you know whether you're spending more in a month than you're bringing in, and it lets you compare your actual spending to a budget if you've got one. Tracking also gives you an early warning system about leaks in your spending habits. Tracking is knowledge, and knowledge is power. But knowledge isn't much good if you don't put it to use. Tracking can get you a whole lot more if you do it right. Let's see how. Number 2. To reduce what you spend. Quote, that which is measured gets managed. Peter Drucker. Tracking gives insight into areas of opportunity, areas where you don't realize how much you're spending until you see the total in big, bold numbers. Knowing how much you spend on certain categories can help you turn savings in those areas into a game. Can you beat your utility bill from the prior month? Customizing how we tracked our spending to separate out good spending from bad spending helped us drop our grocery bill by $270 a month. Not too shabby, huh? Beyond this, tracking can even passively help reduce your spending by acting as a deterrent. Let me explain. In dieting, using a food journal can discourage you from scarfing down a free donut in your Monday morning meeting. Having to write down that you consumed 350 empty calories doesn't feel that great. In finances, tracking your spending can have a similar effect, discouraging you from making those frivolous purchases. Do you really want to have to enter that $20 you blew on lottery tickets this week? Number 3, to build a budget. If you don't have a budget already, tracking is a great place to start. Using your actuals as a starting point and figuring out where you can improve is a whole lot better than plugging random numbers in a spreadsheet and crossing your fingers. Tracking your spending is necessary to build an accurate budget because it can help you answer the tough questions. My trips to the vending machine don't really add up to that much, do they? What occasional or annual expenses am I forgetting? And how much did I spend this year on one-offs that I probably won't spend again? Or will I? Before jumping into our 1-year mini retirement, we used 18 months worth of our spending data to help build out an accurate mini retirement budget. Because we used actual spending data, We had a high level of confidence that we could actually meet our budget, something that's critical when taking a big financial leap. Number four, to estimate expenses for the future, in particular, retirement. Beyond building a budget for this month or this year, tracking your spending can help you build a budget for when you permanently retire. After all, to retire, you'll need to know that your investments are going to reliably cover your annual spending. Investment firms often advise you to figure this out by applying some multiple of your pre-retirement income, but that doesn't make any sense, does it? If you make $100,000 a year before retirement, but put 50% of that every year into savings, you're going to need a lot less in your retirement accounts than someone who only puts 5% a year into savings. Snide aside, of course they advise you to do this. It encourages you to invest more than you need, which means they get to charge you more. By tracking your spending, you can use those numbers to build a realistic post-retirement budget so you can retire with confidence. Number five, to align your lifestyle with your values. Finally, tracking can help you understand and adjust how well your lifestyle reflects your values. If you keep saying that travel is really important, but can never seem to afford to buy a plane ticket, maybe you're subconsciously putting other short-term things higher on your values list. By tracking, you can find these mismatches and finally stop depriving yourself of the things that you truly want. We've used this to free up more money for our family road trips and our recent trip to Hawaii by spending less on home decor and eating out. How we track. One of the most important tools in improving your finances is a tracking method that works for you. We've created a web app called Thrifty that helps you track your income, taxes, spending, and savings. We designed Thrifty as a manual tracking tool because manual tracking helps you get a deeper understanding of your finances and can even act as a deterrent from frivolous purchases. Every time you spend something, you'll see the immediate impact to your monthly total in Thrifty. That view is powerful. We know we've been using Thrifty for over 2 years, and it's helped us immensely in improving our spending and our overall life. You just listened to the post titled, 5 Reasons You Need to Track Your Spending by Chris of KeepThrifty.com. Have you been using Mint to manage your finances? First, the bad news. Mint is shutting down. And now, the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD. for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Now this is my kind of article. I get asked all the time, what's the one thing people should do to start getting a handle on their finances? I've said it before and I will say it again. Track your spending. If you don't know where your money is going now, it's going to be really hard to give it new direction. It's an exercise in growing awareness and mindfulness around your money and spending. And as Chris explains in this article, this simple act of tracking can contribute to changing problematic spending behaviors. I mentioned a few episodes ago that I'm helping a friend get a handle on her finances. And the thing we're working on at this moment is tracking spending. When we first met, we built a completely unrealistic budget because she had no awareness of where her money was going, so she way underestimated how much she spends in a month. In our follow-up meetings, when we would review her income and expenses and reconcile that with how much was left in her bank account, it would be off by hundreds of dollars. Why? Because she wasn't tracking her spending comprehensively and in the exact moment of making a purchase. We're already seeing right now that more accurate tracking has cut her problematic spending in half because she's learning how to spend intentionally versus mindlessly swiping her debit card. We also added in another layer of accountability because once a week, she reports to me on how much she spent. Then I show her how she's tracking against this budget that we're continuing to refine. Because she knows that she's going to tell me every week about her spending, she can't help but think about it more when she's making a purchase. So if you think that an accountability buddy will help you when it comes to monitoring your spending, go find one. That should do it for another edition of Optimal Finance Daily. I'll be back tomorrow as usual. So I'll see you there on the Wednesday show where your optimal life awaits.